Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casinos, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
The Bert Show.
So my landscaper fired me.
What?
I got fired by my landscaper. So let me try to explain. I hope this doesn't sound like too sheeshy, but my business manager handles like who landscapes my house. I don't care. You know, they come in, they make everything look nice, they cut the lawn, they trim the trees, they do their thing. I barely even know who they are, right? I know they're there because they wake me up during my nap and they take off, right? I don't really know who they are. So, to make a long story short, when I just bought this new house and I am having the front of it redone, I got a recommendation from a really good friend of mine who had his landscaping and a design team come on in and they take a look at everything. Then they bring their plants in, they do their whole thing. And I trust this guy, so I hired his people. Well, my landscaper, my former regular landscaper, calls my business manager in the middle of the day and says, we showed up to the house and we saw that there were other landscapers there, like putting tiles in and putting plants in and flowers. We think we should have got a shot at that job first. And because we didn't, we quit.
You got dropped like a hot potato.
I got dropped. He said, I'm going to be professional about it. I'm going to play this out for the next month. But yeah, we're done. And I said to her, my business manager, I'm like, I didn't even know they did the same thing. I just thought there were some landscapers that came in just for maintenance.
Yeah.
And then there were others that did design and they do the maintenance also. So that's just what I assumed. But I guess I really pissed off the other landscaper because it didn't even cross my mind.
Oh, yeah. Imagine like him rolling up to the house and like, do you even know how long that you've had a contract with them?
It's been a while because he followed me from Johns Creek.
He did.
Oh, yeah. Wow. And I think he might have been at Suwannee also, I think.
Oh, so you've had him for years.
For years.
Yeah.
Oh, he felt like you violated.
I didn't know. They did the same thing. I just thought he cut things and then he's blowing leaves.
You literally just thought they were just yard maintenance,
yes.
Not actually landscaping.
So my business manager in Whole Foods and her phone goes off. She starts getting her ass chewed and the dudes just quit.
I feel like that's bad business. I feel like that's cutting off your nose to spite your face. Like, oh, you weren't going to give us this job, so we don't want you to pay us, period.
Yeah, man, I have a whole backyard to do that. I'm not doing now because I just don't have the budget for it because I'm spending so much trying to do other things. But had I known that and it was on the table, I certainly would have considered him, but that's going to be a pretty big job at some point. Mm. And dude quit on me.
So now you're basically saying, hey, anybody out there?
No, the guy that I'm using now knows a guy. So I'm using his guy. All right, we call it Follow-Up Thursday for a reason. We got Bert Show storylines that we just haven't finished for you guys. So you remind us. And on Thursdays, we give you some closure.
So Maureen was nervous about talking to her husband about their future family. As a new mom, she faced some unexpected challenges and motherhood had a pretty significant impact on her. So because of this, she decided that she didn't want to have any more children. She and her husband had originally planned to have a big family and she was afraid he wouldn't take the news well. Instead of speaking with him directly, she went to her mom first, hoping for comfort and understanding. However, her mom surprised her by saying that as a wife, it was her duty to give her husband more children. So this only added to her pressure. So now did Maureen ever take our advice and have a conversation with her husband?
Hey, Bert Show. Yes. Months later, I finally did it. The conversation I had with my mom left me questioning so much that I was more afraid than before of having the conversation with my husband. But finally, I put on my big girl panties and I sat down with my husband to have a difficult conversation I had been avoiding. I poured out all of the feelings I had bottled up since the birth of our child. I told him that because of these thoughts, I was reconsidering having the big family we dreamed of. It was hard to get the words out, but once I did, I could see the relief on his face. He didn't react the way I thought he might. I was prepared for anger or frustration, but instead, he listened, really listened. He didn't try to convince me otherwise, and that meant more to me than I can say. It turns out he had secretly been feeling some of the same things I was. Uncertainty, a bit of fear about the future, and even some more worry about how another child would impact our lives.
Oh, it's like that Pina Colada song.
When they show up to meet each other, thinking they're going to cheat on each other.
Yeah, and you know how I hate that song. It's BS.
We ended up talking for hours, really diving into what having more children would mean for us both emotionally, financially, and mentally.
Holy cow, Abby, once again.
Communication.
Adult conversation. Solving problems. Like it should. Should we do in honor of Wicked?
Nope. Oh. No.
No. No.
A musical, a virtual musical? No.
Yes.
No,
to the tune of Pina Colada. Do you like having adult conversations?
Did you see what happened to that Joker movie?
Yeah. But that's because people didn't know what they were getting into.
Yeah.
Okay, just hear me out.
Yeah.
Just pause on the email for a second. Uh-huh. Hear me out.
You got to sing it.
Hear me out, Bert. Next weekend is the Wicked movie. Should we do a Wicked musical? Bert Show.
I think based on that pitch, absolutely not.
And lack of pitch. No.
Based on that pitch and lack of pitch, no.
You're no fun.
I can continue?
You can continue, okay. But you have to sing it.
No, thank you.
By the end.
By the end of the night, we didn't have a perfect solution, but we were on the same page.
A minor.
You idiot.
What?
Oh, my God.
An idiot.
Oh, my God.
Well, that is a pitch.
I wasn't ready. I don't even want to finish that.
C flat.
Don't, actually. Kristen, just, you know, to continue your pitch here, and because Abby was so into it and Cassie was into it also, let's see, we got 3-4 lines left. Why don't you guys take a line each of the last paragraph and sing it just to see what it might sound like if we do a whole show based on Wicked and musicals.
Okay, Cassie, you can actually sing. Abby, I actually think you can sing too. I cannot, so I'll just do the last line. Okay. By the end of the night, we didn't have a perfect solution, but we were on the same page.
No one else's expectations would dictate our decision.
It's been a huge weight off my shoulders to not have to hide my true feelings anymore.
All together.
And honestly, I think it's made our relationship stronger.
I think you guys just answered your own question. If we are going to have a musical.
It's an absolute yes.
If we are going to have a musical, it's going to be a solo, and it's only going to be Cassie.
Solo, we can't hear it.
The Burt Show.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.